Okay, well, I'm Chafala from Midbeis, 21B2, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines before the wide lines. Okay. There was an argument before in the Gemara. It says like this: if an Eved Ivri wants to stay longer than 6 years, you have to bring him to Beis Din, and it says like this: V'dotz ha'deinav ha'sozna b'martzeya. Okay, you pierce his ear, you bore his ear with a martzeya. Now, literally, martzeya means an awl, A-W-L, or a drill, basically. So before, Rabbi Yossi said, it doesn't have to be a drill, an awl, a martzeya. It could include a thorn, a peg, a needle, an auger, it could include anything. Right? That's what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi says no. Mamartseya, just like a drill, is metal. The only thing you could use is something metal. If it's not metal, he can't use it. Okay, so Gemara says not like this. But Michael Mifligi, what are they arguing about? So I just need to introduce. This Kantor Rashi explains it very simply, very well. In Torah, we say, in fact, every morning in Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, we say this: Pratu Klal, Klalu Prat, Pratu Klalu Prat, Klalu Pratu Klal. Okay. Now, many times the Torah says a general statement, then a detail. Sometimes the Torah says a detail, then the general. Sometimes the Torah says general, detail, general. Okay? Now, in Rabbi Shmuel, it's called klal u'prat u'klal. Okay? There's a general rule, as he calls it here. There's a generalization, and then a specific, and then a generalization again. Okay? If you hold klal u'prat u'klal, it means i'ata don elaka'ena prat. Okay? So the way it works, like Rashi explains it, he brings it down, but Rashi explains it like this. The broader word includes everything. The detail makes it only a prat. Now, the second klal makes it anything similar to the specifics. In other words, klal u'prat u'klal means like this. The general rule includes everything. The prat is only the detail. Then the klal means we include anything similar to the prat. Anything similar to the detail. That's it.
Example?
We'll soon see. Ribuy, miyut, ribuy is the same thing. Except it's called differently, and it's a different halacha. Ribuy, miyut, here it translates amplification, limitation, and again amplification. Meaning like this: when the Torah says if you go with amplification, meaning also general rule, but it's called ribuy, it includes everything. Okay. What does the detail teach us? It has to be similar to the detail.
Similar
to the detail. Okay. Then the Torah says again the ribuy. It means everything except one. Okay. So in other words, if you go by the rule, what's called klal uprat uklal, okay, the din is, it could only be things similar to the detail. It could only be things similar to the detail. If you hold ribuy, miyut, ribuy, it means everything is included, except one thing is excluded. And why does the Torah say the detail? Because the Torah wants to teach us only one thing is excluded, but everything else is included. Okay? Now, in our pasuk, it says like this. The Torah says, you take the Eved, The Eved, after 6 years, wants to stay longer, right? So the Torah says, v'lakachto, take. What does taking mean? Anything. Then it says, marzea, a drill. That means only a drill. Now the Torah says again, ba'ozno yuvadeles, which again is a general rule. So therefore it means like this, anything similar to the detail. What does it mean? What's the detail? A drill. What does that include? Anything similar to the drill. What do you mean, anything similar to the drill?
Any metal object.
Any metal object is good. Any metal object is good. What is... Marzea is a drill, yeah? But anything similar to a drill means anything metal that makes a hole is good.
Could be a nail, could be a
owl. It could be, like he says, a thorn, a needle, anything.
A thorn? Thorn is not metal. A thorn, like a thorn bush?
Yeah. No one, that's, we've two opinions over here. According to that, Rebbe says it has to be metal. Rebbe before said, Marzea includes metal. Why? Because it says like this, Rebbe learns the Torah as klal, prat, and klal. The general rule says take, which includes no matter what. Then the Torah says marzea drill, means only a drill.
So why
these? One second. Then the Torah says again, general rule. General rule. So if you learn klal upratu klal, he had to don elokeina prat. Meaning, whatever is similar to the prat, which is in the case of marzea, is included. What's unique about a marzea? It's metal. So anything which is metal, chafala from midbeis. Like six, eight, seven lines before the wide lines. Anything which is metal is included. Okay? But, can use a peg? No. Can use a thorn? No. Can use a needle? Maybe. And the needle is metal. But anything which is not metal, you can't use.
If the Torah were to tell us you can choose even thorn, everything, the metal would be klal prat?
Yeah.
Not followed by...
In other words, klal uprat uklal, if you learn klal uprat, is like ribuy miyut. It's the same din as ribuy miyut. Now, we'll understand this very soon. The Gemara is going to stay very clear. I'm just explaining the general rule, though. If you hold ribuy miyut, ribuy, meaning, when the Torah says a ribuy, including something, it means everything. V'lakachto would include everything. What the words now marzea means? The miut? Anything similar to marzea. Now the Torah says again a ribuy, which means everything is included, except one thing. That means you can use whatever you want, except one thing. And one is going to say what you can't use. Klal uprato klal means, when you have all three together, you could do anything similar to the prat. If the marzea is metal, anything metal you can use. Anything which is not metal, you cannot use. If you hold ribuy miyut ribuy, everything could be used except one. One thing is excluded through the miyut.
You reverse each other, yeah?
Huh? Next,
reverse each other.
Yeah. So Gemara says, huh? Don't see it inside. But Michael Mifligi, what is the machlekes between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanan? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says you can use anything: thorns, pegs, needles, agur, whatever that is, a corkscrew, a boring tool, whatever. Rabbi said you could use only metal. Okay? So Gemara explains, what's the argument? What's the logic? It's like this. Rabbi Darish Klal Uprat. Rabbi learns when there's a general detail is called Klal Uprat. And he says like this, V'lakachta is Klal. V'lakachta means you can take anything. Marzeya is Prat, a detail. Then it says, Ba'ozne u'badeles, where it's again a generalization, because the Torah doesn't say which instrument to use. The Torah just says, do it. Is Chazer a Klal? Klal u'prat u'klal, when you have the rule of Klal, Prat, and Klal, it has to be similar to the Prat. And in this case, Mahaprat Mefurish Shomateches, just like a Marzeya is metal, Avkol Shomateches, it has to be metal. Therefore, Rebbe learns, by the way, this interesting argument between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael ben Abdi, if you go klal prat or klal ribu mi tribu, is machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Nochim Ishgamzu, who was his Rebbe. There's a lot of different opinions that argue, how do you learn Torah? When Torah makes a general statement, then a detail, then a general statement, how do you learn it? One way of learning it, it's called klal prat or klal, that the halach in that case is that it has to be things only similar to the prat, which in this case, marzeya is the prat, therefore it has to be similar to marzeya, meaning metal, and anything which is not metal is not included. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, as the Gemara is going to explain, we go by ribui, miut, ribui. It's just a different name for klal prat or klal, but it's a different way of interpreting the rule of the Torah. And therefore, ribui miut ribui means everything is included except one. The prat only excludes once.
Does it have to be in the same sentence?
No.
It could be like an analogy.
It has to be in the same. It can't be one word here, one word at the end of the Torah. You know what I mean? It has to be. So the b'yesi darish ribui miut. Meaning, says like this, V'lakachto is called ribui. Ribui. In everything's included. Marzeya, miut. Again, marzeya is only with a drill. Ba'ozne vadeles, and then the Torah says again with, in his ear and the door, and the Torah does not say again with what? Is ribui. Riba, miut, riba. What's the rule when there's riba, miut, riba? Riba hakol, the Torah includes everything. My Rabbi, what does it include? Rabbi Komili, you can pierce the ear with anything you want. Anything. I, my miut, what do we exclude? We learned, because why does the Torah say the miut? Because it has to exclude something. It excludes some poison. You can't put acid on his ear to pierce it. Why? Because the common denominator between every other type of thing is you're doing the hole. You're making the hole. It doesn't matter if it's wood, metal, plastic, no matter what. When you put poison, you're not making the hole. It happens by itself. Okay? So therefore, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could use anything to pierce the ear of an Eved, except poison. It has to be something that you're doing. But the ribui miut ribui means everything that you want to use to pierce as a hole, that you're doing it, is included in that learning. But
klal and prat includes everything that's similar to the prat.
Klal prat and klal and prat.
Ribui miut exclude the most dissimilar thing.
Ribui miut itself would include anything similar to the prat.
It would exclude only one thing.
No.
Ribui miut.
Ribui miut, ribui.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, comparing.
Oh, if you have all three. No, because there's a difference if there's prat and then a klal, klal or prat, klal or prat or klal. Each one has three different dinim.
Comparing these two methods.
Right.
So the most dissimilar thing.
Dissimilar thing would be a poison. Right. Yeah.
The same thing is also said about the menorah. For a sitam menorah, whether it can be made of
any metal, right? But this, yeah, this din is.
Ain't
Yeah, but you have all these. The Torah says, by lost articles, the Torah says, I'll call Veda Sechicha, I should take it menum sasa. Any lost article. Then the Torah, I'll call Sarah El Salmo, then the Torah goes into details. Then the Torah again says, I'll call Veda Sechicha. Any lost article. So the Torah says, any lost article, then the Torah mentions a few, and then the Torah says again all of them. So again, if you learn klal uprat uklal, it has one din. If you learn ribui miut ribui, it has a different din.
So how do you know which way to learn?
That's the argument Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, and Rabbi. Rabbi learns, in Torah we do klal uprat uklal. Like we see in Rabbi Shmuel. Klal uprat uklal. What's the halacha by klal uprat uklal? It has to be something similar to the prat. In this case, the prat is metal, it has to be metal. If you learn ribui miyot ribui, like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yodoha learns, then ribui miyot ribui means everything's included, only one thing is excluded. What is excluded? The thing which is so unlike the prat. In this case, poison would not be like the prat, because poison does it by itself, and everything else you do. As a rule, we learn klal uprat uklal.
Even fire.
Hmm?
Fire would be similar to acid.
Fire also not. Yeah. But any material that bores, that makes a hole, it would be good. Okay. Dan Gemara says, Amar Ma, we said before in a braise, this is new like. And not new, but it's Hamartseya. It says, Hamartseya. It doesn't say Martseya. It says Hamartseya. What does the extra hay include? Lahavi Martseya Godl. That means you can even use a big one, a big drill. Doesn't have to be a little drill, it could be even a big drill. So it says, my mashma, how do you know that the extra hay, you know, includes that? He says, Kid Amir Avirav said, Hayarech, the same thing, it says like this. The Jews are not allowed to eat Kaf Hayarech. You know, after the Malachit Yaakov Avinu, you can't eat the Siyanek, the sinew it's called. Sinew. Okay? So over there, the Torah also says, Hayarech. So what does it mean? Ham yumenes shebiyarech. The most extinguished one means it's only the right one. This is this opinion. That this opinion says that only the right yarech is not allowed to be eaten. So Joseph over there, ha, means the unique one. Hachanami amartzeya means miyuchadim shebamartzeya. It has to be the big all, meaning a big drill has to be used. Shouldn't be a little one. Hamartzeya means it should be a big one. But again, b'di'avad, like we said, if it's similar to, it's going to be good. Okay, now the Gemara says, this is a very interesting Gemara, very simple, very interesting.
How could you use a big drill for a small ear? What does it mean a big drill also works? I mean, a big drill doesn't work.
It could work. Obviously, you're not talking about the drill size of the room. I mean,
a different category.
No, whatever. Okay, we're three lines into the wide lines in Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Amid Abelazar said the following: Yudan Berivu Yudan was his name, the great one. Hayadei Rishulun like this. Kshehin Reitzin, when they pierce the Eved's ear, when he wants to stay after 6 years, Ein Reitzin Ela B'melsa, they do it in the earlobe. Remember, before we learned the Machlaikis, you do it in the earlobe, or you do it in the cartilage, in the middle of the ear. So Yudim Berivui says, you only do it in the earlobe. The earrings, you can put on earrings in a minute. Chachamim Eimrim, Chachamim say, no. An Iv Eved Ivri Kayan Nirtza. An Eved Ivri, who's a Kayan, cannot be pierced. Why? Nishanase Balmum. You're making him a blemished Kayan. Now, what is the Chacham basically saying? You can't do it in the earlobe. because in the earlobe does not make him a Baal Mum. If a kohen has pierced ears, forget the earrings, he has pierced ears, he's not a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum means a bone is pierced. But this is nothing. I mean, he pierced the ear. Big deal. It doesn't make him a blemished person.
Especially since they used to have them those days.
Right. So the Chachamim say that a Kohen, Eved Ivri, a Kohen, cannot be pierced. Why? Because a Chachamim hold, you do it in the cartilage. So then if you're going to pierce him, you're going to make him Balmum. Oh. The first opinion, Yudim Berivi, says no. You do it in the earlobe. Therefore, a Kohen could be Nirtza. You could pierce a Kohen's ears. So the Gemara says, so what? The Yasa Balmum. Let him become. Who cares if a Kohen becomes Balmum? So he won't work in the Beis HaMikdash. So who cares? So the answer is,
well, if you do without him, you might as well let him drink too.
No, but the Torah says you need to pierce his ears, right? Torah says you need to pierce his ears. So pierce it. What's the problem? I will become a Baal Mum, tough luck on him. And if the Torah commands you to pierce his ears, what do you care if he becomes a Baal Mum?
Yeah, it's like
Saraz
and Mila.
Yeah, same exact thing. So Gemara says, so let him become a Baal Mum. Amar Abba Bashir Rav Shila, you can't. Because Amar Kra, because by Nirtza, right, he goes out by Yovel. Right, once he gets his ears pierced, he goes out by Yovel. After Yevil, the Torah says, L'shav el mishpachti. He goes back to his family. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean? You go back to your original status. Shav el mishpachti means you go back to your family. It means you go back to what you were before. Now, if he was a Kohen, he was working in the Beis HaMikdash. Now you're not letting him work in the Beis HaMikdash. So you're not keeping the pasuk that says, L'shav el mishpachti. So when the Gemara asks, okay, big deal, the Torah says, drill him, make him a Baal Mum, the Gemara says he can't. Because the Torah says, after Yevil, he has to go back to his original status, and you're not letting him. Okay?
And every Kohen was working in this flesh?
Unless he had a Mum.
And what, if any, they do it in the cartilage, the person becomes...
A Baal Mum.
His hearing becomes impaired?
No, why?
I'm just asking.
I doubt it. I'm not a doctor, but I'm not an ear doctor.
I mean the cartilage.
Is it visible
from the outside? Part of the ear.
I guess so.
Close to the lobe.
The bones?
The bone. Yeah.
Not this.
The bone here, in the middle.
Is it the bone, even if it's not visible?
That's part of the skeleton. That's part of the skeleton.
Not in the skull. In the skull. Cartilage. The cartilage is like your nose, you know? It looks like a bone, but it's not your nose.
How would they do that?
With a drill.
They have drills in those days?
Yeah, they had electric. They plugged in and they charged. Of course they had a drill. What do you think? How did Noach make the teva?
Electricity in those days.
No, it was a hand drill. What do you think? That? Of course they had a hand drill. They had bigger, they had better tools than we have today.
Because
they Look, Noach invented the plow. And they built the pyramids, and they obviously they had tools. Listen, when the Torah says the desert depot, the Torah says Marzeya means the drills, all in English. So they had it obviously. If not, they couldn't have said it. Why not? Cheshva.
So Rabbi, even though he was a thief, he would go back to his services.
Yep. Yes. Okay, now, Iboilu, the Gemara's questions like this. This is another interesting question. By the way, what's not clear in the Gemara that I really don't know, and he doesn't say it at the bottom, when the Gemara says a Kohen doesn't get pierced, does that mean he can't stay longer? Or he stays longer, just doesn't get pierced? The Gemara doesn't say that. So I don't know. The Gemara just says he can't pierce him. Does that mean he doesn't stay longer because of that? Or he stays longer, you just don't pierce him? I thought at the bottom he doesn't say anything either. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this, Yiboilu, Eved Ivri Kohen, this is in the first 6 years. No, we know in the Chumash it says that an Eved Ivri who's married, right, the master can give him a shiksa, shivcha kananis, to produce at night children, right? Goyisha children, it's an exceptional rule. So the question is, Eved Ivri Kain, Mao Shiyimsa Le Rabba Shivcha Kananis, can the master give him a shiksa to reproduce at night? What's the shaila? I mean, like, why no? So the question is like this. Do we say chidushu? Do we say it's a concept of a chidush? Therefore, because a Jew also can't live with a shiksa. Right? So this is like a unique din that the Torah gives us. So maybe, if it's a chidush, leishno kayhanim and leishno Yisrael. There's no difference between a kayhan and Yisrael. A Yisrael really can't do it. A kayhan really can't do it. So the Torah says a Yisrael could do it, and a kayhan could do it. Or Dilma. Or maybe. Shani kayhan and maybe kayhanim, no. Why? In general, the kayhanim have more mitzvahs than a Jew. Right? Kayhanim have more connected to Beis Hamikdash, whatever. So therefore, I would think maybe the master can't give him, because he's different than a Jew. Maybe a regular Jew, who's not so holy, so to speak, could get a shiksa. Maybe a kayhan, maybe he can't. So this is Gemara Shaila. Eved Ivri who's a kayhan, can the master give him for the 6 years a shivcha kananis or not? So Gemara says, Rav Amar Mutar. Rav says, yes. Shmuel Amar Asr. Shmuel said he can't. Okay? So listen to this now. You think today's kids are bad? Amar L'Rav Nachman Ravonin. Rav Nachman said to Ravonin, who was a Talmud of Shmuel. He's a Talmud. Ki chavisa beimar Shmuel. When you were learning in Shmuel's yeshiva, bizku madriz talisu, you're playing games? Rashi says it's a game. Right, that they play with little pieces. Rashi says, here, Mesachim bepaspisin means like little bones, like little pieces. The guy said, when you're in Tummy, when you're in Shmuel's Yeshiv, you're playing instead of learning?
Like playing marble.
Yeah, well, you're playing. You don't know what you're... Yeah. He says, my taimra, I mean, how did you hear that Shmuel said asur? And you just kept quiet? And they're like, what were you playing games? My time, why didn't you tell him that Shmuel can't be, that Shmuel's din is wrong? Why? Because it says, Chachamim Eimrim. Ein Eved Ivri Kayan Nirtza. The Chachamim said like this, a Kayan cannot get pierced. Why? Because you're making him Balmum. Right? He says, Chacham. If the guy can't have a shiksa, he can't anyway stay longer. What does the Eved say after 6 years? Oh, haftias ishi, ishti, vezbonai. Why does the Eved want to stay longer? He says, I love the shiksa wife he gave me, and the kids they produced, right? If a kohen can't get a shiksa, how can he say, oh, haftias adeni? The only reason an Eved stays after 6 years, the Torah says, I love my master. I love the shiksa that he gave me. And the kids she produced. Yeah? But if an Eved Kayan cannot get a shivcha, so why do the Chachamim need to say an Eved Kayan cannot get pierced? Because you're making him a balmum. You know why he can't stay longer? Because he can't say, Ohavtias Ishti. That itself proves that he does get a wife.
Well, we learned we can only a married one.
Right, right, if he's married.
So he's married and he has a
Let's say a Kayan is married. Let's say again, he has a Jew. Kayan is married. Yeah? After 6 years, the Kayan wants to stay longer. Right? So Chum said, you can't. Why? Because he can't pierce him. Because you pierce him in the cartilage, and you're going to make him balmu. Yeah? So Gemara says, why do I need that reason to tell me he can't stay longer than six? I'll tell you a different reason. According to Shmuel, can the guy give him a wife? A shiksa? No. Right? Shmuel says, also. According, can I get a shiksa? So how can he say, haftias ishti? How can he say, I want to stay longer? Because I love my wife. If he doesn't have a wife, how can he say, I love my wife? The shiksa. He says, V'im teimar, Ein Rabbi Meisel Shivcha Kananis, if you're telling me that his master according to Shmuel is not allowed to give him to Shiksa, typically, why didn't the Chachamim say, you know why an Eved Kohen cannot stay longer than 6 years? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ohavtias Adonias Ishti Vezbonai, the Lekan he doesn't have. And if he doesn't have a Shiksa, how can he do it?
That's not a Liyat Kohen.
What? Yes, it is.
Why would he give him a wife and he never bring any children?
You know what? From the Gemara comes out, Taka, by the way, that if he doesn't have a wife, the Shiksa, he cannot stay longer than 6.
Why?
Because the Torah says, what does he say? Ha'aftis ishti adaini. What does the Torah say? If the Eved will say, what does he say? I love my master, my wife, the Shiksa, and the kids. Which means if he doesn't have it, how could he stay longer? Right?
Really wife, the
sheik, someone, but no, I've seen Shtivas Banai. If he loves his Jewish wife, then he wouldn't want to go out.
Maybe she's with him.
No, he just, the master just has to support her. No.
The wife should be Jewish?
The master has to support her.
His own wife
has to be Jewish. His own wife, the master can give him a sheik.
His own wife can't come to slavery.
No. A woman is not nimker of a...
How come master give him non-Jewish girl?
Torah says, if he's married to a Jewish woman, the master can give him a shiksa. Why? To reproduce children, which are goyim, that will have more slaves.
Oh, that's it.
Only if he's married.
Only if he's married.
Because this way he's not going to fall in love with the shiksa because he's already married.
Mm. Right.
But here is afterwards he says, oh, I like the shiksa you gave me.
After sishti. That means the shiksa that you gave me.
No.
So in other words, why do the chachamim have to say? And Eved, who's a Kohen, cannot stay after 6 years because he can't pierce him. There's a simpler reason. He can't say, after Sishti. So the Gemara says, Sulei Midi, Shmuel's wrong. And the Gemara is not going to say Shmuel is incorrect. And the Aloch is like Rav, that a Kohen could get a Shivcha Kananis. The only question is, if he wants to stay longer, can he or can't he? So Yudim Berivi says, you pierce here, so you could. And Chachamah hold you pierce the cartilage, making him a balmum. And it says, v'shavel mishpachte, so you can't. So that's the argument. But Rav is correct, the Gemara says, and the master can give a kohen, also a kohen, a shivcha kananis. Why? Because chidishu, b'chal is a whole new din, and therefore there's no difference between a kohen and Yisrael.
Also the children are square?
From the shiks, there's goyim, yeah. They're slaves.
So that answers your previous question.
Right.
Because he's staying with the wife and the child.
The bashtas.
No,
but according to the chachamim, he can't stay.
But he's saying, I love my
master. Yeah, but maybe the din is that because you're going to have to make him balmum, maybe you're not allowed to stay after 6.
Make more slaves,
but the Torah is not making a distinction between Israel and the Kohen. Since both of them can't that means they could stay with them.
No, that the Kohen has right to say after Sishti, but the problem is you have to drill him and you can't, you're going to make a Bamum, so maybe you can't.
So after 6...
It's two different machlokes. The Aloch is for the 6 years, you can give him a Shiksa. How do you know what happens afterwards?
He's going to say, I love my...
Yeah, but we don't let him. We don't let him because you have to pierce his ears. Make him a balmum, and you can't do it.
Does it have to be all three conditions? I have to.
That's what the Torah says.
Master, wife, children.
In that order?
No.
Obviously, why doesn't the Torah use the expression? Let me tell you. The Torah should have used an expression. I want to stay.
So,
the Torah should have said, "Loi eitze chofshi." Vim arma yamara eved, loi eitze chofshi. I don't want to go out free. Torah doesn't say that. What does David have to say? The Gemara is going to discuss more details about it when he says it, by the way.
Only if he says that.
Yeah, he has to say it. And he has to say it before the 6 years is up. And we'll learn he has to say it on the last day of the 6 years.
And if he doesn't like the master, but he likes the wife,
he cannot stay.
If he doesn't like
unless he's a liar and he says, I like them. And to condition that, the Torah says.
After you stay, then it's Jewish or not Jewish now? Still?
Huh?
After 6 years, they won't stay. Is Jewish or not Jewish?
No, he's being Eved Ivri. He's a Jewish person.
But you make
But if he's a Kohen, not. But I mean, the other person, yeah, he stays a Jew. He's 100% Jewish.
And there are two ways to become a slave: to steal or to sell yourself.
Right.
This is talking about both situations.
Well, that's the whole machleik is before. Meicheratzme. Nimka l'sheish more than sheish. We learned that before. It's machleik is in the Gemara. If you could do it. Meicheratzme is a machleik is if it could. Meicher bezdin for sure it could.
Because of stealing.
Right.
Could a person get sold for other crimes or just stealing?
Just for stealing. For killing somebody, you don't get sold as a slave.
But if you damage somebody and you have to pay restitution, you don't have the money?
If what?
If you damage somebody's property, you don't have the money to pay.
No, only b'gnei vasei. Torah says, v'nimkar b'gnei vasei.
If you get sued.
There's no suing in Torah law.
Like you said.
Okay, damage is not suing. Yeah. If you damage, you don't have, it becomes a chayv. Yes. Becomes a debt to whenever you have the money, you pay it. There's no bankruptcy in Torah law, by the way, either. But
the children that he produced, does the children regard him as a father or
no? No, he's a, they're avodim, Evid Kanani.
The children.
I'm saying the children of Evid Kanani.
They belong to the master.
Yes. They're not his.
They have to regard him as his father.
No.
They're going. No?
Does the get have to respect his father?
They're going. They're not even gay.
I know. I'm saying, but even though there's not that.
What does that mean when you say there's no bankruptcy?
Shemitah is like bankruptcy.
Like
7 years.
Shemitah
is bankruptcy.
Shemitah is not bankruptcy. Shemitah says you can't collect the debt. Sometimes you could collect the debt.
Can't collect it?
No. It depends. You live into the Jews. We make a plausible this, that. When it comes to money, Jews always have advice how to get it.
How come for us?
But
they don't share the feeling of the people. Because the
feeling of which people?
Avoid as interest to his children, his wife. He's 6 years living with the wife.
Yeah, but she's not Jewish.
So I still they have feeling about that.
No, he's not supposed to. He's that's why. No, that's why he can only get a shivcha kananis only if he's married.
But he's not a wife
either.
That's
not a wife.
What about the feeling of his real wife?
He's
not a wife.
By the way, the master has to support it for the 6 years.
That's fine, that's
for
fine.
His wife,
dad.
Huh?
His
yeah?
Why doesn't he allow him to bring his wife?
He wants to stay long. That's
why. What?
I'm just asking a logical question. Why doesn't he allow him to bring his original wife to live with him?
Because at night he's supposed to be reproducing kids. That Tommy, the Torah says you're allowed to. And now we're going to learn about your faith Torah. It's the same din. Your fast Torah. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Yibarilu another Shaila. There's a din in the Torah in Parshas Kiseitza, yeah? Kiseitza lemocham alevecha, and you see a beautiful shiksa, you fall in love with her. The Torah says, vavesel teyev beisecha, you take her home, you bald her head, you make her look ugly for a month, and then, if you love her, you can marry her, right? That's what the Torah says. The question is a Kohen who's fighting a battle, can he take a Yifas Torah or not? Okay? Can a Kohen, does he have the same status like all the other Yidden with the Yifas Torah? Okay? Now, do we say, what's the Shail? Again, the same thing. Do we say Chiddushu? It's a unique thing because even a normal Jew can't marry a Shiksa. Therefore, Leishna Kohen, Leishna Yisrael, there's no difference between a Kohen and Yisrael. A Domar maybe. Shani Kohanim. The same question as before. Maybe Kohanim are different. However, Ibn Maham Mitzvahs, he said it because there's extra mitzvahs. So maybe a Kohen can't. So again, the same thing. Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Asr. Rav says a Kohen could be a Fastayar. I mean, live with a Fastayar. And Shmuel says no. So now the Gemara says like this. One second. There's a whole machlekes over here. He brings on at the bottom, which is interesting, but it's a little bit relevant to the Gemara. The Torah says, you fall in love with the shiksa, then you bring her home, you make her look disgusting for a month, v'achakach, tove yalel v'alta, v'yisolochol le'isha. Then you can live with her and she becomes your wife. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam, they hold that one time in war he can live with her. Once. Then he has to bring her home, be with, make her ugly for a month, you know, and then he can marry her. Rashi, 1 second. Rashi, Ritva, Taisis, other Rashi, that say, no, you can't even be with her even once until after the process. So the Rambam holds, and Rabbeinu Tam holds, you could be with her once, to so to speak, to calm down your Yetzirah, Dibutari Kenegala Yetzirah. You could calm your Yetzirah once, and then wait a month, and Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi and Ritva and others, say you can't do anything until the month. Okay? So now the Gemara's question is like this. Can a Kohen have a dinner, go with a faster? Rav says mutter, Shmuel says also. The Gemara says like this. Bebiya Rishayna, the first time, again, whether it's right away or after a month, what we just said, Kula Amele Pliga de Shari. Everybody says, even Shmuel holds, a Kohen could be once with the Yifastayer. Why? And like the Torah says, you know, you have to calm him down, the Yetzirah, so the Torah allows it once. Keep Ligi, what's the argument? But be a Shania. Can he live with her again? In other words, can he marry her? Rav Amar Mutter, Rav says it's allowed. Ushmul Amar Aser. Somebody said, what's the argument? Rav Amar Mutter, Hail the Ishtari Ishtari. If the Torah permitted him once, so then it became mutter forever. Shmuel Amar, no. Aser, it's Aser. Why? The harvest, the Giyaris, now she becomes a Ged, a Giyaris. The Giyaris, the Kayan, the Chazi. And a Kayan is now to marry a Giyaris. Okay, meaning as follows. The din is, a Kayan cannot marry a Giyaris. As we know today, a Kayan cannot marry a convert. Why? Because she was a shiksa, we assumed she lived with a guy. It's an assumption. And therefore she became what's called a zayna. And a kohen is not allowed to marry a zayna. Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu, that's what the Torah says by a kohen. A kohen is not allowed to marry a zayna. Therefore a kohen cannot marry a giyaris. Okay? So Shmuel says like this. So Rav says, listen, once you could be with her. Once the Torah permits her, so now if she's Megayer, she stays permitted. Shmuel holds, no. The first time the Torah is talking not to you, to the Yetzirah, the Torah allows it. Now you bring her home after a month, or whatever. Now she's a Giyadis. A Giyadis, a Kohen cannot marry. So Shmuel says, this that the Torah permits it is only once. Because of Yetzirah. But now, right, now it's back to a regular, normal Giyaris. A Kohen cannot marry a Giyaris. And Rav says, the Torah permitted her once, she stays permitted.
Why don't we use the same logic for Marzeya? To say he's a Kohen, he can't marry a Shiksa.
He's not married.
It's a Kalka.
He's not married. Oh, there's no Yetzirah. Here the Torah says, "Divrei Torah Kosh Meniyot."
I'm talking about Kohen becoming. If a Kohen can't marry a Giyaris,
here it says, "Va'achka tovei lo va'alta va'isa lochol." 1 second. Here it says, "Va'isa lochol leisha." She becomes a full-fledged wife.
But as a slave producing,
it's not his wife.
As a slave producing man, he could.
Yeah, but it's not a wife. He's not marrying her. A Kohen cannot marry a Giyaris. So Shmuel says one time the Torah permitted it, and that's it. Rav says no. Once the Torah permitted, the Torah says you can have this woman. So now you can have her for good. That's one version. Ikadami Demar says, so until now we said like this. The first time everybody says yes, the argument Rav and Shmuel is only about the second time. Ikadami, the opposite. Babiya Shnia. Everybody holds he can't do it a second time. A Kohen. What's the argument? Rav says Mutter and Shmuel says Aser. It's only about the first time being with her. Everybody says after, you know, the first time you cannot be with her anymore, the havale giyuris, because she's a giyuris. A giyuris cannot marry a kohen. Keep ligi, when is the argument between Rav and Shmuel, bebirishayna, the first time of being with them. Rav amar muter, the teirel ele keneged yetzahara, right? The Torah says you speak for the yetzahara, so once is allowed. Shmuel amar asur, why? Because if you can't marry her, you can't be with her once. Because what does the Torah say? If you're going to be with her once and you're going to want to stay married, then stay married. So Shmuel says the only time you could be with her once, if it would be possible to marry her. But because he can't, because she's a Yehudis, so even the first time is not allowed.
Why? What's the logic?
Because the only reason the Torah says you can have her once is because you have to be able to marry her.
That's not the only reason. The reason is to come his Yetzer.
Yeah, but once whenever you're able to marry her, that's when you can have the din Isa Bashivya. Whenever you cannot apply that he'll marry her, then you don't have an Isa Bashivya. In other words, Rav says because the one time he could be with her. Shmuel says no. The Torah only permits it once. If it's possible to marry her.
If not, Kohen.
But the Kohen can't. Shmuel says so, he's not allowed. Even once. So there's two opinions in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. One opinion says that the first Bia, everybody says yes. The argument Rav and Shmuel is afterwards. Rav says yes and Shmuel says no. Second opinion in the Gemara says no. Everybody says later, for sure not. Even Rav would say a Kohen cannot marry her. The only shaila is once. Rav says yes, and Shmuel says no.
Maybe the client doesn't even go to work. He's not working by something.
Kind of went to war. Mechemes mitzvah. They went to war.
Many kohanim would just want to make the proclamation.
Whoever there is, they were able to go to war.
Gerim, they lose their statue and they become. New person.
Yeah, but it's still, she has still a din. Biologically, she still has a din of a zayna.
Unless she's under 3 years old.
Under 3 years old, says Allah, she still cannot marry a kain.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The only difference is she can give her ksuba 200.
Why?
It's under 3 years old, okay?
Because it's too mochzik. No, it says it clearly they can't.
Why? Because the yisrael do some job. You know, your coin cannot do that. This is interesting.
It's not because you're losing a job. I mean, there's a whole Kabbalistic Indian over here that the Aron HaChaim HaKadosh writes, you learned, because why did the guy fall in love with the Shiksa? Because there's a neshama of a ged that needed to come back, and but doesn't apply to Kohen. Kohen can't marry a Geyeris.
It also tells you that whoever went to war
was a tzaddik. Right, that's what I'm saying. A guy went to war as a tzaddik. Because Isha Yore V'racha Levav was fearful, even Rashi says from the Gemara, even for the sins he didn't go to war. That means he went to war, a guy that never sinned. All of a sudden he's falling in love with a shiksa. That's it, because there's a neshama of a Jew there that needs to be...
Just like Shimshon.
Yeah.
They use it as the Jewish wife, they go to mikveh, what they do.
But a kohen cannot marry her.
So what should he do? The kohen.
He cannot do anything.
Okay. I understand, so does he even try to bring her,
no.
To make her convert?
No. Just not according to Shmuel.
Just let her go.
Yeah.
But he can't marry a convert anyway,
kohen. Right, that's what I'm saying, he can't even take her... The whole union of karta, you know, that they cannot do.
Okay. The Kohen can do one time when he catch the.
According to Rav.
Yeah.
According to Rav, not Shmuel. Shmuel says,
what is the halacha? What's the main rule?
What's the halacha over here? One second. Like the second version. The halacha is like Rav, that you could do it once, but afterwards everybody says no. Even Rav. That's the halacha.
We tested, but they said.
There's a rule in Gemara when there's an argument between Rav and Shmuel, so if it's monetary issues, the halacha is like Shmuel. Mm-hmm. If it's Isser and Heter, then the halacha is like Rav. So the halacha is like Rav, that it be Surah. It's not money, it's Surah. But the Gemara, the halacha is like the Ika da Amri, that says the whole machlaikis is only the first time, but afterwards, even Rav would say you can't. Because it's a Giyatis.
So he can have one relation? Does he have to go
according to Rav?
Right, does he have to, that's halacha. Does it have to go through?
Well, according to, that's the machlaikis, the Rishonim, that you need to do the 30-day process and everything else. One time, you see her in the time of war. Yeah? That means the Gemara... It's strange Gemara. The Gemara says you fall in love with her at the time of war. Okay. What happens? You saw her in war. You didn't fall in love with her. You captured her to be your slave. And then you fell in love with her. It's too late.
Too late?
Yeah, you have to fall in love with her in war.
Wow.
What's that? This is says... What did the Torah say? The pasuk said like this: "V'risa b'shivya eishes yifas tayar." You'll see in captivity. Okay, so it says b'shashivya. It can only be if it's a time of war. Okay, but like we said, what happens if he took her home to be a slave and then felt no good? Then it says eishes yifas tayar, even eishes ish, even if the prisoner shiksa was married, you could take her. Then it says, Yifas Tayan, she's beautiful. The Torah only speaks for the Yetzahara. Meaning, and this is the analogy the Gemara gives. Mutar sheyechol Yisrael besad tumusis shchutes val yachlu basit tumusis nevelis. Remember we learned, there's a din, that an animal that's dangerously ill, right? You're not allowed to shecht it and eat it. It's called a treifa. Yeah. Right? So the Gemara says like this. If the Jew is going to eat the meat anyway, even though the animal is dangerously ill, let him shecht it and eat it, rather than make it die by itself and eat it. Mm. In other words, the Gemara says, the guy's going to do it anyway. Permit it. Okay. Even though you really shouldn't. You really shouldn't shecht an animal that's dying. But it's still better that than just eating a dead animal. Then it says like this: V'chashakta ba. Then the Torah says, "But you love her." Avol b'sheinu, even she's not beautiful. Okay, that means even if she's not beautiful, but for you she's beautiful. You fell in love with her, you could do it. Then it says V'chashakta ba, meaning ba v'lei ba b'chaveta. You can only have one shiksa, not two. The Torah says you fall in love with her, meaning only one. But if you fell in love with two shiksas, you can't do two. Mm-hmm. Only one. Then it says, v'lakachta, then you take it, meaning, l'kuchim yesh l'chaba. You have the established, you're able to take her as a wife, meaning, kedushin is effective. Okay?
So only one per person?
Yeah, one per person. Sorry.
By the way, or I tell this.
Limit one per coupon.
Yeah, but no, the Torah was very careful
get not one
to
free, yeah.
Why did
one get free?
True, no cloud plan. Bob, Avlei, Bob, Ochavet. Lokachta. That means you can establish a bond. The Grashi says even the fact that she was a shiksa, and she might not even want to convert. Right? You're forcing it to convert. It's still good.
Yeah, what's the story with that?
L'chol isha, 1 second. L'chol l'isha, you could take her for yourself, a wife, but you can't take her for you. You can't take two women, one for you and your father, one for you and your son. In other words, What happens? The guy goes to war, sees two beautiful shiksas. I say, okay, I can only have one, yeah? One per customer. I'll take one for me, one for my father, one for me, one for my son. He says, no. L'chali isha, only for you a wife. You can't take it for the father or for the son. Vavesa, and take her to the house, and then you torture her, basically, by making her look ugly, you know, bald her head and long nails and all that. You can't do it during the war. Okay? In other words, Rashi says you can't live with her during the war because she basically is not interested. Even though the Gemara says, and the Mefarshim brings it down over here, that Rashi says in Chumash also, by Pinchas' story, the Goyim used to make their girls beautiful, very appealing looking, to get the soldiers' mind off the war. And then they would be able to kill, you know, win the war. So that's what they would do. So it says you can't do it until the time of war.
After the time.
Well, not during battle. You have to wait until you take her home.
You capture them and then just keep them until the battle's finished?
Huh?
Until the war's finished. You capture them, you keep them until after the battle is finished or after the war?
Rashi learns even the first time he can't be with her until after you take her home. Not in the front, in the battlefront.
The 30 days starts.
No, whatever the fighting.
30 days starts from when you bring her home?
When you bring her home.
Well, home is, what is home? Home
is wherever he lives. Base. Wherever he lives.
The home base?
Yeah.
The encampment?
No.
Or, no, but Pasha, you. Oh, I mean, is it, yeah, that's wherever he lives. That's where it is.
Within the barracks, you know, is that
considered
home?
No.
Principal residence.
primary residence.
No, basically after the battle's finished.
Yeah.
Well, your mailing address is.
Email address. Okay.
The reason I ask, by the way, when people go to war in those times, it's not like to get home the same